Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. You're listening to Celebrate Life in Spite Of, and I am your host, the Reverend P.A. Bufford. And here we offer a host of services, and one of them is that we want to be able to pray before each show, and the other is that we want to give you information that will enhance and empower your life. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for this evening. We thank you for this nighttime. O God, we thank you for what you've done for us today. We thank you, O God, and anticipate and are excited about what you're going to do for us in the coming hours. So, God, we thank you, and we ask that you will continue to bless us, this show, and everyone listening, everyone that will listen. In Jesus' name, amen. So, good evening again to everyone out there in the listening radio land, or as we might say in our blog talk radio show. So tonight I want to begin by saying I know I'm being a little bit negligent, not so much negligent, but because of uncontrollable circumstances, I was unable to broadcast on last Friday. I wanted to continue in the episode that I've started, and which is my healthy food lifestyle. I want to be able to continue with that for at least the next few weeks. If we have to interject something else, then that will be all right also. But right now we're going to continue with this my healthy food lifestyle, my healthy food lifestyle. I started last Wednesday with the episode, and so tonight we want to continue, and I want to give you some updates on where I have been and where I am at this moment. So tonight our discussion will kind of be on those topics and around that area, and I want you to know that in spite of my abilities to be able to do what I'm doing, I am, you know, doing the work. And so with that being said, and I'm celebrating my life, and during that time, I'm, in spite of whatever comes up upon me, I am continuing to stay in the race. I'm continuing to do the work that is before me, that I might be able to live a healthy food lifestyle, and not just a healthy food lifestyle, but a healthy lifestyle that I might be able to be pure and be able to live this life more abundantly, as God has said in his scriptures that we would be able to live more abundantly in him and in what we do on a regular daily basis. So last week, we just to recap a little bit, last week we talked about the beginning of my journey here, as I am on this journey to live a healthy food lifestyle. And so told you I'm not going to use the word diet, because diet is not what we're doing here. We're talking about a lifestyle change. And on tonight, we want to basically, you know, talk about the lifestyle change. But I just, like I said, I want to recap a little bit, recapping on the area of what we talked about last time we talked, and that was one of the reasons why how I got to the place that I am now in life, wanting to make this lifestyle change, and how I wanted to be able to live more abundantly in this particular time in my life. You know, and as we are living our lives, we have to realize that we do have changes that come upon us, and it comes upon us through an age grouping. And when I say age grouping, I mean from anywhere from infantry to early childhood, from early childhood to our becoming more in age and growing in our age numbers. But we have to realize that as time goes on, we become older. And when we become older, we should become wiser. So at this place in my life, I'm at a crossroad, and so I'm making some life changes. And that really should happen in most people's lives, but some people don't slow down enough to allow their life to have any changes. And so that's why we talked about a mindset. A mindset change will help to change whatever it is in life that is, you know, you're doing. So if you have a mindset change, if you want some type of change in your life, be it you want to change the place that you work, you want to change the place that you live, you want to change the clothes that you wear, be it that you want to change your hairstyle, be it you may want to even just change the, as we are, change the food that we eat, that we might become healthy. Whatever changes you make in life will cause you to have a change of the lifestyle. So if I decided I'm going to change the way that I wear my clothes, then it should change the way that I think in terms of who I am. Because if I change the way that I wear clothing, then that means that I should change my attitude and how I think about myself. So the same thing applies with a new job. When you go on a new job, you are around new people, you're around in a new atmosphere, and so therefore there's things that you have to shift in your life. You have to be able to change things in your life. And as we're talking about things, things are things, we all have things in our life. So therefore, we have to learn how to change some of these things in our life that they're for the betterment of our life. I'm very excited about where I am at my life. I'm not sad about the place that I am. I'm pretty much on course. Last week, I believe I told you I worked all my life, and because I'm retired now, I'm in a place where I'm at peace with who I am, of course, but then there's some things that I need to adjust. So in my adjustment, I need to be able to change my mindset about some things in my life. And some of those things were, one was food, because I felt that my health was not, it was not failing, but I know that I could do better. And to do better, we have to think better. And in order to think better, it causes us to have a mind shift, a mind change, a mindset change. So I want to be able to, you know, share with you tonight how that mindset change has caused me to want to do better and my my food, eating healthier food. The shift in life causes us to want to do better. It should cause us to want to do better. I know it causes me to do better. So that's, you know, where I am tonight, talking about myself. I want to encourage anyone that's listening, that if you're listening, that you may want to shift your lifestyle. You may want to shift the things that you're doing in your life. You may want to cause some change in your life. Well, the first thing you need to do is that you need to shift your mindset, and your mindset has to change. And how do you change your mindset? Well, you change your mindset by changing your thought process. If there's something that you want to shift, like the food that I changed with food for me, and I'm going to share with you how I made that shift and how that allowed me to be able to make the transition from the thought process of a mind thought to a mindset, and making that a mindset, meaning that it's something that I'm going to consciously be reminded of, that I might be able to continue in that change of what I'm doing in my life. Let's talk about the changes apart of everyone's life. We said that, but I want to also reiterate things that help us to change in our life. And some of those things are change in our environment. Some of those things may have to be change in our, as I said, a change in our clothing, change in our foods, change in our friendships. Now, that's a little touchy right there because a lot of us have friends and we don't want to lose friends, even if they're friends that don't mean us any well doing. I mean, who has friends that they don't need in their life? Most people do, but still we tag them along. And I want to use a quote that I'm not sure who it's by, but I know that it's a real saying because we do this on a regular basis. And the thought here is that when people, who can carry, now let's talk about our life, and who can carry a grown man on their back on a regular basis, on an everyday basis? Or let me go to the women. Who can carry a grown woman on their back? I mean, who really does that? Some of us do it on a regular basis. That means when I say who we're carrying grown people on our backs, I mean to say that we're carrying other people's problems. We're carrying other people's issues. Who does that? We do that. We do that on a regular basis. And this is one of the things that we have to be able to change our mindset about. We need to be able to let go of some of those things. And if we don't change our mindset on how we deal with people in our circle, then we'll never be able to change our mindset to help ourselves. So to be able to let go of people, it's very complicated for some of us because some of those people are very close to us, like they're immediate family members or they're very close in relationship with us. But we have to be very careful because if we carry them around on our backs, then we're going to weigh ourselves down. And we talked about that last week about weighing ourselves as the weight that we carry around. So we want to not be able to, we don't want to do it. We don't want to carry people around every day because it causes us to be weighed down. And then that's it will affect your mindset. It will pressure you. It will put pressure on you. It will cause you to be depressed. It will cause you to be suppressed. And it will cause you to be in a stagnated positioning because if you can't carry the weight, you're going to stop. And if you stop, then you won't go further. And if you can't go further, that means you can't change. So be very careful in how we manage the people in our circle. That's one of the things that will assist in helping you to have a mindset change. Now, I'm here on the show, and I want to just express that if there's anyone that would like to call in to the show, the guest call-in number is 646-787-1622. The guest number is 646-787-1622. And we're here on the Blog Talk Radio show, and the name of the show is Celebrate Life in Spite Of. Celebrate Life in Spite Of. So call in, and let's talk about this My Food Healthy Lifestyle if you are listening out there. Again, I want to just re-enter, Greg, the issues about how we manage our lives, that we're having difficulty having a mindset change that makes it very hard for us to be able to change our minds to do some things that will cause us to be healthier and to cause us to have a better lifestyle. And be it we have a better lifestyle, if we have a better food lifestyle, then we'll be able to have a better lifestyle. But if we can't have a better lifestyle, meaning that we can't shift or change our lifestyle with the circle of people around us or with the things that are causing us to be bogged down, then we're never going to change our mindset. We're never going to be able to stick to the thing that we're trying to do. So I'm reaching out to those of you that are listening to say that you have to consider your environment. You have to consider the people around you. You have to be able to shut some things down, because if you don't shut some things down, you're going to be walking around carrying people on your back. And I don't know about you, but as I get older, I can't just carry people on my back. I can just hold my own self up. But to have some grown individual on my back on a regular basis, asking me and begging and causing me, giving handouts and asking me for this and that and the other. And don't get me wrong now. We're talking about, you know, being godly here, but we're not talking about being a fool. We're talking about being godly but not a fool, because, you know, only a fool will walk around carrying a grown man on their back or a grown woman on their back. But to be godly is to be able to say, listen, I can't carry you, but the Bible says that if a man don't work, a man is not supposed to eat. So, you know, these are things we should be able to, you know, take into consideration when we're thinking about where we are in our life and what we're doing in our life that's causing us to be stuck. It's causing us to be in a place that we can't get out of. It's causing us to not be able to make a life change to cause us to do better, to cause us to feel better, to cause us to, you know, want to look better, to cause us just to want to live better. Amen. So now, as I said, a lifestyle change for the better, you know, with our age. We want to be able to shift with our age. And that's what I'm doing right now with my healthy food lifestyle. I'm shifting with my age in terms of where I am in life and my retirement state. One of the things that caused me, another thing that caused me, I should say, to shift into this place where I am now is that when I did retire, I came home from living in the New York area, and I came home with the intention that I would be a caregiver to help and assist my parents that were ailing. So then what that did was it caused me not to really retire, but it caused me to just be shifted into a different mode of working or doing. But it wasn't a work. I didn't feel like it was work. It was something that I did out of a passion of love and of caring. So that really wasn't work for me, but it did cause me to have to put a hold on my retirement. So because of that, I had to shift my mindset from going from being retired to being a caregiver. So I never made it from the retirement state to the care into a civilian life. I made it from a retirement state into a caregiver, you know, lifestyle. But now that my parents are both deceased, God rest their souls, you know, I'm at a crossroad because now I'm thinking, where do I go from here? We used to sing a song, and I believe it was by Keith Pringle, and it's called Where Do I Go From Here? Where do I go from here? So really, where do I go from here? So my mind began to pray and think about this, and God gave it to me, and he said, listen, you got to shift. You got to change your mindset. You got to change your thinking. You got to change where you are, you know, in your life. And you got to, you know, be able to do better. I have more work for you to do. I have great work for you to do. So with that in mind, it caused me to have a mind shift, to have a mindset change. So here I am today asking and sharing with you to try to consider the same in terms of shifting your mind from the place or the stage that you're in that you might live a better lifestyle. And mine right now just happens to be a healthy life, a food lifestyle. So I want to continue with that throughout life, the remainder of my life. I just don't want to just do it for temporary purposes. I want to do it on a regular basis that I might have a better quality of life, that life may be better, and so that I may go further, that I might live longer. And this way, you know, we're in a place of happiness and we're at a place of peace. And so, you know, it's all love, and that's really where I want to be. So I try to also bring into this picture, we want to say that a lifestyle change will cause you to guard your spirit. So in changing my lifestyle for the healthy food lifestyle, I began to meditate and began to call out and cry out to God because I needed that help. I needed the strength. I needed the platform to be able to stand and the foundation that I might be able to get the help that I needed. So I had to be able to guard my spirit and be able to allow God to speak to me and not be able to be stuck in a place where I'm going to be distracted. So I guarded my spirit and I allowed God to dictate my life, things to dictate my life. Because we sometimes we allow things to dictate our life, and we shouldn't allow that. So I stopped carrying a lot of people in terms of, you know, what I do. Now, I will give you advice, but if you don't use it, then that's on you. I'm a mentor. I'm a coach, and I try to share with people. I try to help people to get from one level to the next. But and that's another thing that I'm doing. I'm being an example to let you know that it can be done. So with my healthy food lifestyle, I want to be able to share with people that they will be able to see that this can be accomplished. You can do this. You can shift your life. You can shift your mindset. You can change your lifestyle. You can change your food eating habits. You can do this. I know for a fact that God has given me that which I need to be able to do this. So I say to you, I am a woman. I am black. I am intelligent. I am beautiful. I am healthy. I am powerful. I am able to lose this weight. I am able to complete this course. I am able to set my day and plan effectively. I am able to empower my able to live a healthy lifestyle. And I am able to know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, that's what I want to tell you tonight, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we can't do it by ourselves. So we have to look to God for the extra. So that's how I'm changing my life, and I'm changing my lifestyle. I'm looking to God to give me the strength, to give me the direction that I need. And so with that being said, this my healthy life, food lifestyle is going pretty well. I've gone to the swimming pool several times, to the gym. That's helping me in my energy level. My energy level is up very, very high. Getting up better early in the morning, starting my day. And I'm also going to bed early, and I'm also waking up early. So it's really coming together for me, and I like the feeling. So it's not something I just want to just do temporarily. I want to do this on a regular basis, and I want to allow you to enter my world while I'm doing it, that you might even be triggered, or you might be encouraged, or you might be empowered, that you may want to shift some things in your own life. You may want to shift. It doesn't have to be my healthy food lifestyle. It may be my healthy house lifestyle. It may be my healthy lifestyle. You want to just have a healthy lifestyle. And how do you do that? You just clean the clutter out in your life that you might be able to do it. And you have to do it one day at a time. We can't do it all at one time. We have to really pay attention to the time that we work with in a regular basis. And the one thing I like to tell people all my life, I've always told the clients that we dealt with in the prison, and I always told them that time doesn't wait on anyone. The clock will continue to tick. So we don't have a lot of time. If you look around today and see what's going on in the world, you should see that we really don't have a lot of time. Time is really winding up. This is an old saying we said in church, and we used to say it all the time. Get your business right, because, you know, time is winding up. So we need to understand that, you know, tomorrow is not promised to us. We're living on a regular moment-by-moment basis. We live by a breath-by-breath basis. We are not promised tomorrow. So we need to understand that we have really no time to be wasted. Time is of essence. Time is of essence. And we need to be able to see the handwriting on the wall. Look at the clock. manage your life through the time clock. If you have to manage things like that, that's a wonderful thing because the clock doesn't wait on anybody. It's only going to remain the same. It's just the way it is. So you can cut it off, you can stop it from moving, but as soon as you put it back on, it's going to be where it's supposed to be, and that's where it's supposed to be. You can put it back on, but you cannot delay it. You cannot speed it up. You can only work within it. So time doesn't wait on anyone. So we have to be able to manage our time properly. Be good stewards of your time. Be good stewards of your money. Be good stewards of your health. Be good stewards of your lifestyle. Because if you are not, it's going to not pay off in the long run. You know, some people think about this all the time, and I say this all the time, that the graveyard is full of potential. It's full of potential. There's people that healing hands that are in the grave. There are people that should have been doctors and lawyers in the grave. There are people that should have been teachers and preachers in the grave. There's so much potential in the graveyard. We need to understand that time is of essence, and we have no place to play games or, you know, just taking other people's lives. You know, the streets are full of evil, and so we need to understand that our spiritual being is so very important. So making sure that your surroundings are intact, making sure that your spiritual awareness is in place, making sure that you are aware of what is going on in your children's lives, making sure you're aware of what's going on in your home life, just making sure so that you know that everybody's on the same page, everybody's on the same clock, so everybody should be on the same page. Everybody has a difference in doing what they do during the day, but there's got to be a schedule so everybody's able to understand the rules, the regulations, and how things get managed in the place that you live. If you don't, then you're not living a quality lifestyle. You're just living. And so that means you're just living and you're really walking around with weights on your back because you're slowing yourself down. So remember, we must always consider the fact that we have to consider how our life is. And so here I am at my age of living a healthy food lifestyle because I needed to change my lifestyle because I needed to lose this weight. I can't get on a plane. I told you last week one of the most annoying things I was doing was I'd get on a plane and I had to ask for the second seatbelt. That was so annoying. I really didn't like it. It was an ugly feeling for me to ask for that seatbelt. So at this time in my life, I'm saying to you and I'm saying to myself, and I've said it to God, I am going to ask about that seatbelt. I'm not going to have to ask for it in a few months. I'm going to let that be the last time I got on the plane. I asked for that seatbelt, and I said this was going to be the last time, and that's what I meant, and that's what I'm going to work on accomplishing a goal to make sure that that doesn't help it happen again. So the same thing can apply in your life. You can think of something that really annoys you, causes you to really be in a place of just distress, a place of uncomfortableness, a place that you don't like, a place that you're not allowed to celebrate. If you can't celebrate your life, then you're in a place that you're unhappy. So you need to understand that we have to be able to celebrate our life, celebrate. We need to celebrate it in spite of whatever the situation might be. So our lifestyle is so important. Our eating is so important. To live a healthy food lifestyle, to live a healthy lifestyle, we need to understand that we have to change our mindset, change the way we think, change the way we live, stop carrying people. Just look to God for whatever it is. Look to him for our help. And then I thank you for listening to the show. I'll talk with you later and praying that all is well for you tomorrow in Jesus' name.